know who you came here to see. If you a freak, then you come on with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now bust it open, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
Shake for a shake, I'm throwing these Emirates in the sky. Spinning this awesome llama, make them piece the M-O-N-E-Y. I love my beaches, south beaches, surf, board, and high tide. I can just roll up, cause I'm swole up. So that birthday cake in the Cobra, Bugatti for real, I'm Cobra. The autobiography.
Welcome to episode 276 of After the Credits. I am your co-host, Breen Antunes, joined today by fellow co-hosts.
Colleen Shudden.
Dale the cat babysitter.
Welcome to the first show of 2020. Well, technically this will go up before the new year, but happy new year.
Happy new year. Happy Godzilla rampaging across Tokyo Day.
I like it. Are you doing a marathon?
I always do a marathon.
I like it.
Yep.
I like it. January, the doldrums of movie releases.
Seriously.
Oh, it's terrible. There isn't quite
a short month. Yay.
Yay. There is at least that. And, you know, with the whole 2020 thing, there's also lots of best of the decade shit that's going around. It's been flying around for a while. So I'm sure we'll start seeing best of the decade lists. And the
already.
Yep. The local Cinematheque is celebrating, but we'll talk about that in a minute. So let's jump in to the openings for January, starting with January 3rd and The Grudge, the remake. I think it's the first remake, or is this now the second remake?
Well, North American, Japanese, right? I think it might be the second North American, but the third.
Oh, man.
Something like that?
It's
I'm
a
not
bunch
the horror
of,
pro.
No, it's a bunch of remakes in is all I know.
There is so much horror this month.
Well, usually January tends to fall. There's a lot of like the crappy lowbrow stuff that falls in here.
Yes.
I will say this, though. I'm actually very curious about this one because I really like the director, Nicholas Pesch. She's directed Piercing in the Eyes of My Mother, both of which I really liked. And it also stars John Cho and Betty Gilpin, who I really like, along with a bunch of other people. So, I mean, I'm not sure. It looks very typical Grudge, jump scare, creepy things in the water kind of look. But I don't know. It could work. I don't know.
Yeah, not my thing.
Just not into it. No. Yeah.
Also opening January 10th, I think this was more of an expansion because I think it opened on Christmas Day in some markets. Sam Mendes' 1917.
I was wondering about that, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it opened in like large markets on Christmas Day and it's rolling out to everywhere around this time.
Okay.
From the director of Jarhead. A World War I drama about two soldiers behind the German front trying to get to a battalion of English soldiers.
Yeah. Like this
basically
was
to prevent them walking into a massacre.
Yeah. This was in the days before radio. So
yeah.
Carrier pigeon, not even joking, and wires. So loss of communication, got to get in and warn them.
Well, even the carrier pigeons wouldn't really work because they would be home to
home
base. They can't send a message back. They can find
exactly.
out. Yeah. Did you see this at VIF?
I saw it after the festival.
The festival. You were saying like it has one like crazy long single shot or something?
Well,
or?
It plays as a single shot, but it's more of a collection of long shots that are stitched together through like invisible editing to make it look like one continuous shot. It's super impressive and it's really, really good.
I totally want to see this. This is on the list.
Me too.
Co-stars Dean Charles Chapman of Game of Thrones and George McKay of Captain Fantastic, along with a bunch of other people, but it's quite good. It's definitely one worth checking out. Also on the 10th, Just Mercy, the new film from Dustin Daniel Cretton, who directed Short Term 12 a couple of years ago.
We talked about last month.
Did we talk about this last month? It might have been another Christmas release with a wide expansion. I don't remember talking about it. So about a lawyer who is helping prisoners on death row, co-starring Brie Larson, Michael B. Jordan, and Jamie Foxx. Also on the 10th, the comedy, Like a Boss.
Now, this is the first film I saw that kind of had me interested.
It looks really stupid and really funny at the same time. So it stars
film because I'm interested in 1917.
Stars Rose Byrne and Tiffany Haddish as these two women who make makeup?
They're in the cosmetics. Yeah. And these two have chemistry.
They do have really great chemistry.
I was kind of blown away.
And Salma Hayek comes in and offers to buy them out, but, you know, nefarious plans ensue. It looks funny.
This
really stupid.
This seems
really,
it looks really stupid and really funny. Done 10 years ago, Queen Latifah would be in one of those roles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'd be playing Tiffany Haddish's role.
Exactly.
Yeah. Totally, 110%.
Or would she be playing Selma Hayek?
Or maybe, yeah.
I see her more in Selma Hayek's role. Like, if they didn't cast her there, she would kill it anyway.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. And Selma Hayek looks like she's having... Everybody looks like they're having
fun.
Yeah, if nothing else, it'll be really fun.
What was it? My head isn't large. My breasts are just that enormous.
I know. There's some really great lines there. Also on January 10th, Underwater. Okay, I feel like I've seen this movie before. Stars Kristen Stewart, TJ Miller, and Vincent Cassell. The only reason to see this, actually, there's two reasons to see this, I think. One, Kristen Stewart and Vincent Cassell in a movie together. Win right there. And two, I like the director. William Eubank made a couple of movies that I really like. Love, maybe not so much, but The Signal is kick-ass. That movie is seriously underrated.
I do kind of like the idea of being in the full pressurized suits and walking across the ocean floor to try and save yourself. I'm like going, this won't end well.
No, of course not. Well, one of them must survive, right? Yeah, so they can make a shitty sequel down the
road. Exactly.
If this had more of a sci-fi vibe than a horror
vibe, yeah.
I was initially interested in it, and then it kind of went to a horror kind of place.
Maybe not so much.
Not really my thing.
Also opening on the 10th, The Informer. I also feel like we've talked about this before.
Yeah, me too. I think we have.
So I think this one might be a holdover then. Everybody's in it. It's about an informer and a cop and a guy goes undercover and there's drugs involved and Joel Kinnaman stars along with everybody fucking else in Hollywood.
And the cops pissed off at the FBI and the FBI
the whole thing.
Off cops.
It looks really ridiculous, but I just can't believe this cast.
The cast is amazing.
It's pretty impressive.
So I don't know. It's like one of these, did everybody need to get paid or did everybody owe somebody a favor that they called in? I don't know. It's
well, they're not making any more Oceans franchises. Group party.
I don't know. I'll still see it if nothing else because of this cast. Oh, I know. It was originally supposed to open in August and it was pushed back. I actually made a note about that.
Yeah.
Also on the 17th, Bad Boys for Life.
No interest whatsoever.
My jaw hit the ground that they were making this. And it's got I was going to write the name down because I knew I'd forget. Who did the original couple? Mr. Explosion? Bay.
Yeah, Michael Bay.
Michael Bay Michael Bay.
The only reason why I can see this should exist is if...
If Michael Bay was directing it, I'd watch it.
If Edgar Wright decides to do some reshots of Hot Fuzz and include some more shoot up scenes,
I agree. That could be fun.
I must admit the premise was kind of interesting in keeping, but it's like it seems like everyone and their dog is doing the let's take action heroes and make them older.
Older, yeah. I don't know. I mean, but I always liked the chemistry between Will Smith and. What's his face? But I don't know.
Yeah.
The whole thing just looked kind of blah. I also don't understand how this is happening. Doolittle.
Neither did this caught me by surprise. I hadn't been paying attention, but I was the same thing. Do we really need this in this way?
I have no idea. Apparently we do.
I'm trying to, it's been so long since I watched the original.
Do we have to explain
Rex Harrison
Dr. Doolittle?
About a guy that can
talk to the animals. Talk with the animals.
Well, and then there was the Eddie Murphy version.
I don't remember that
No,
at all.
Neither do I. I know there was one, but I don't remember it. I think it's from the 90s.
I'm pretty sure it was he played a vet that could talk to animals.
See, I grew up with the Rex Harrison version. And I kind of loved it, but at the same time, from what I remember, I can totally see it maybe needing a bit of an update.
Oh, yeah.
I can see the update as well. To me, the whole thing just seems really strange. I mean, yes, we're at a point where the animals look photorealistic, so there's that. And the cast is really impressive, but this is directed by the dude that directed Syriana.
Yeah.
Syriana. Like,
It's
the tone to, is and weird. Again, I'm with Colleen. Like my definitive growing up, Dr. Dolittle, and it was based on a kid's story before that. I can't remember.
I read it as a kid, and now I kind of want to get the book back and read it again.
The tone on this seems kind of wrong, and if they had still captured my imagination with the trailer, I might have been willing to go along with that, but they didn't, so I'm not.
Well, the one thing is, I don't think it is a remake. It's like
an update.
Well,
but it's a period piece.
It looks like from the video, he went on his voyage. He brought back lots of animals. He talks to and had all the adventures, and now he might be going back. Although, the other ones are so dated. Like it seems like he's. I don't know. It looked like from the trailer.
The other thing with the trailer, there was no goal. There was no mission. It's really unclear what the plot is, which is probably why I'm uneasy. If he had a clear mission he was going on. I forget what it was in the Rex Harrison version. It was pretty contrived, but it was still an adventure, and it was clearly a kid's movie.
Yeah.
This, I mean, there's some old Nemesis and...
I don't know. I looked at it and I'm like, I don't watch really anything with Robert Downey Jr. at this point. I'm beyond that. So that
was a turnoff for me. At first, I didn't think it was. I didn't realize it was Robert Downey Jr. I actually thought it was... not Russell Crowe. The other guy. Why am I blanking on his name? Played Wolverine. Hugh Jackman. A split second, I thought it was like Hugh Jackman kind of thing. I was like, wait, no, that's
I would have been slightly Hugh. More interested, to be totally honest, if it was Hugh Jackman.
It would be very musical.
Very much. They'd have to break into a musical number with animals. Also on the 17th, The Wave. I got to say, this is the one I'm actually looking forward to. Justin Long goes on a party binge, takes some drugs, and is stuck on drugs. It reminds me of Office Space, but with drugs.
Except there was the one line in the trailer, you think you're still
on drugs. Exactly. It totally fucks him up. I don't know. I think it looks hilarious.
I
shoot him again. His soul is still dancing.
Yeah, pretty much.
If I hear it's good, I will watch it. These can go wrong so easily. It's a really small tightrope.
Oh, I know.
No net.
No, that's right. Fall through. Also on the 17th, VHYS or VHS. I don't know.
VHS.
So
top marks for originality.
I agree. So kids use a VHS period piece about these 12-year-old kids that use a VHS tape to record shit off TV and to use in their camcorder, except they've recorded over their parents' wedding video.
Is that what the...
Yes.
Okay, because I could not tell any narrative sort of like storyline whatsoever from the trailer.
No, and I think that's the concept, but the movie itself is just a bunch of clips of things that they've taped off TV, things that they've taped off their camcorder, and part in there sometimes is like clips of their parents dancing on their wedding day. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it's just
an 80s clip show.
I think
with,
It's 72 minutes long.
Yeah, I was going to say it's short.
Okay. It's pretty short. Right. I don't know. I like the concept.
I was excited reading it.
Yeah.
And then I watched it and I'm like going, is there a story here?
Yeah.
I was kind of at that point deflated. I thought like a more found footage version of like almost a Be Kind, Rewind kind of thing.
Almost,
something like that would have been awesome.
Yeah.
And I didn't kind of connect with any of the characters in the trailer.
So no.
It was like really not.
No, I think, the concept I thought was kind of fun.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if it actually works. But moving on to the 24th, and Guy Ritchie returns with a gentleman. I don't even know.
Great cast.
At this point, Guy Ritchie is just like a dumpster fire as far as I'm concerned.
But it's a dumpster fire I enjoy.
I'm hit and miss.
I have enjoyed Guy Ritchie.
I mean, I've enjoyed Guy Ritchie in like Snatch Mode, and this is definitely kind of feels like it's in that vein. You know, you have a bunch of drug lord. There's a drug lord and a bunch of British stars, and like shenanigans ensue, and there's crazy action, and like the next person is, oh look, another movie star. I mean, it could be fun. He does these movies well enough, I guess. I don't know. I mean, it certainly looks like I will watch it if nothing else for this cast. Because, I mean, everybody's in it. McConaughey, Charlie Hunnam, Michelle Dougherty, Jeremy Strong, Colin Farrell. Henry Golding, Hugh Grant. So, yeah, I mean, it could be fun. I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. How's that? Right. Also on the 24th run, I did not see a trailer for this.
Did you guys find one
either?
No.
Try Googling run trailer. Oh, I know. And like, holy crap.
And I tried with the director. I couldn't find anything. So about a teenager that is a homeschooled teenager. The only thing that kind of caught my attention about this is I really liked Searching, the director's other movie that starred John Cho, where John Cho was trying to find
looking for his daughter, using found like footage, social media.
Yeah, which I thought was like really ingenious and really well done. So I'm kind of curious if this will be similar. So we'll see. I have a feeling at this point that it probably won't open if we haven't even seen a trailer. Also on the 24th, another horror movie. This one, The Turning.
Boy, this was kind of creepy.
Yeah, super effective. So Mackenzie Davis stars as a young woman who is the live-in nanny for these two kids who've lost their parents. And then, you know, stuff happens.
Yeah.
Really, really creepy. From the director of The Runaways, she also did a bunch of episodes. She does a lot of TV. Daredevil, Handmaid's Tale, and a bunch of others. Floria Sigismondi is her name. I think it looks like it could be good. I'm in just on the cast. I love Mackenzie Davis.
You know, the trailer was great. Again, horror's not my wheelhouse, but I have to say, I was like, wow, this trailer is really effective.
Yeah, it's a good one.
You know, considering it goes over so many played out tropes kind of thing, like there's been so many things based. It looks fresh for literally rehashing of a million tropes.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
I am curious about it. I did add that one to my watch list.
If it came on television, I'd watch it.
Netflix in 6 months or three, maybe. I don't know how long the windows are now.
On the day of release.
That's right. Also on the 24th, The Last Full Measure. So this is interesting. I don't know anything about this. I don't know if you know this guy, Dale. So it's about Airman William H. Bitsenbarger.
Close enough.
Who is awarded the highest military, the Medal of Valor. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's basically a Vietnam story told in flashback as they're investigating whether or not he is, I guess, deserving of the medal.
Yeah. I wasn't aware of this story, but the trailer grabbed me.
It looks like he might have been denied because there was friendly fire and it was sort of like being hushed up kind of thing a little.
There was a lot of controversy around that kind of thing.
Yeah. If they can't document he was like saving people from the enemy, then like maybe.
Which makes no sense to me. He's saving people regardless.
No, it was more the time and the place. There was a lot of things happening in Vietnam that the establishment of the time didn't want to acknowledge because it looked bad. Like the number of people being killed was being played with. The number of enemies that they were killing was infactual. The General Westmoreland sounded like a real piece of work. There was a lot of criticism over that. So anything that was remotely embarrassing, and based on the trailer, I meant to do a little bit more background on this because the story did look really interesting. Based on the story, this guy saved a whole bunch of people, but it wasn't the enemy that were attacking them. It was friendly fire. So embarrassing. They didn't want to.
Okay.
If they do the award of valor, they have to cite the incident.
And so it would make the American military look bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, they could have just went classified.
Yeah, pretty much.
it's interesting. It is a complete tangent, but there's all kinds of really interesting things with identifying remains and getting them back from Vietnam and the shit that happened over there that nobody is really proud of after the fact. It's it was an interesting time.
So yeah, that's the last Full Measure. Looks really interesting. And then closing off the month, Zombie Child. This is the new film from Bernardo Bonello. He's I think he's French. He makes some really, really, really interesting films. I've quite liked both House of Tolerance and Saint Laurent. So this one is about a young woman who is, I guess, of African descent, and they have zombified her uncle or grandfather or something. And she tells this to one of her school friends, and like things just go crazy. I don't know if the kids, the other teenager is dying or something, but she asks to be zombified. The trailer was weird as shit, but yeah, I'm totally interested.
I didn't find one in English.
Yeah, I did a search. It played at TIFF, and there was one that had English subtitles.
Oh, really?
But it still didn't make a whole lot of sense.
I didn't find that one because I'm like going, I wonder if the words make this comprehensible. Because
yeah,
well, it's interesting. Yeah, the now that you said that, like, wow, because that used to be what the whole zombie thing originally was about. They would drug the victim up, and then convince them that they had been made undead. Like it was this whole psychological
cocktail lobotomy.
Lovely.
Yeah. Like, just crazy.
Yeah. So it looks really interesting. I mean, he makes unconventional films, then they're not for everybody. But if you're into something a little bit off the beaten path, that's definitely one to keep an eye out for.
Although in this one, you're never really, just what I remember of the trailer, it isn't clear if he was that kind of zombie or it was a real supernatural.
Yeah, no. And it's not really zombie. Clear at all. And that's it for the month, but locally there's quite a bit going on. The Cinematheque is starting off the year with the Best of the Decade. So I guess they've asked the programmers to put together the top 10 of the decade lists, and they're going to be screening those over the next month, starting January 8th and through to February the 17th.
All these retrospectives are where I once again rediscover how out of sync my tastes are with the major critics.
Yeah. And I mean, I only took a couple of sort of that caught my attention from both top 10 lists, so like The Act of Killing, American Honey, Moonlight, Western, which I still haven't seen. So this may be my opportunity to finally see it. I remember that played at VIFF a couple of years ago when Zach Mosley had nothing but good things to say and then kind of made the rounds, but I still haven't seen it. Under the Skin and Jackie, both fantastic. So okay. Again, that's playing January 8th to the 17th at the Cinematheque. The Van City has a whole lineup of interesting stuff. They're screening 63 Up. This is the latest installment in Michael Apted's series, right? This is now like number 7 or something.
Bets on what the highest number is?
Well, we'll start a poll. And I mean, I don't even know how many people are left at this point. I mean, I haven't
seen
this one yet.
They have gotten a fairly decent percentage kill off or die off or I no longer want to cooperate.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I think in the last one that I saw, there were a couple of, at least one person that was really, really difficult to find because they were like on the street or something. So I think it's only going to get worse as, not worse, but and that itself is an interesting part of the conversation as well.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see when this series is finally like done and, you know, you can watch them all in one continuous.
How brilliant is this as an idea, though? Because it's...
And not just as an idea, but the fact that, I mean, Apted isn't young anymore and he's still keeping on with it. Like, he's still involved.
I wonder if he'll pass it off when he goes.
I don't know. Maybe. I guess we'll see. The Whale and the Raven, BC. Well, I don't think the doc is from BC, but it's about what's going on here from German director Mirjam Luz. It's about the LNG exporting and, you know, the stuff that's going on in BC currently. Playing January 10th to the 16th. Special guests in attendance, I think, for the January 10th screening. The Invisible Life of Eurydice Guzmão. This is Karim Aynouz's new film, a melodrama that spans a couple of decades following two sisters who are kept apart. It's Brazilian, so it's very melodramatic. Apparently there's a bit of a telenovela aspect to it. Apologies. Ignore that for now. The World is Not Exploding, I promise. Playing January 10th to the 15th at the Van City. Also there, Clemency. This is a new film with Alfre Woodard playing a prison warden who was dealing with, I guess, the psychological effects of...
Was this released in November to limited screens?
I think it might have, because I think it was one of the awards hopefuls for Woodward. About basically executions and the warden dealing with the issues. January 17th to the 23rd. If you see nothing else this month, if you don't leave the house at all, I urge you make the trip to go see Uncut Gems, because it's fucking genius.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Okay. So this is the new film from the Safdie brothers who did Good Time last year or the year before. Stars Adam Sandler as a very Jewish, very troubled New York jeweler who has a gambling problem. And basically it just goes from bad to worse to really, really bad.
So more Punch Love Drunk than...
It's way, way, way worse than that.
He's not being Happy Gilmore.
No. Okay. It's in heavy dramatic mode and he kills it. He's really, really, I like him really like good. That. Yeah. I mean, the guy can act. Mm-hmm. He can seriously act. As can Kevin Garnett, the retired basketball player who has like mad charisma. He's really good. But the movie is like choice. Also at the Van City, running January 3rd to the 9th, the Vancouver Italian Film Festival includes a collection of both curated classic films and a bunch of new titles, but includes screenings of La Dolce Vita, Ludwig, and Once Upon a Time in the West.
Nice.
And then over at the Rio Theater, not a whole bunch on their calendar as of yet, but they are doing... January 2nd and 4th, 40th anniversary 4K restoration screening of The Shining.
Is very tempting.
Yeah. Midsummer Director's Cut playing one night only on January the 5th. And I think that Director's Cut is only available on like the digital download of if you purchase Midsummer. So if you want to see it on the big screen, this will probably be one of the few opportunities to do so. And then the Lord of the Rings trilogy in its entirety, I'm assuming from the running time that this is like the regular cut and not the extended cut. Otherwise, you'd need like 5 days.
That would be brutal.
Yeah, right? So it's $25 for all three movies or $30 at the door, taking place January the 11th. It's a Saturday. Doors open at 12:30 and the first movie starts at 12 and the last movie starts at 8 and there's a couple of breaks in between movies, I guess.
Too much.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, I have one.
Yes.
I mentioned it in our last review because we had done it early enough in the month that I could. But Hollywood 3 has their midnight screening on Friday, February 27th, $5. It's Nightmare Before Christmas this time.
It's a good one. I like that one.
So $5, midnight screening. Come on, out to the pit.
The pit. You could almost walk there.
I can walk there. I can hit the brewery before I go.
And, nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
I like it. This is a good plan.
Yeah, I think so.
That's it. That's January.
Yeah.
Pretty quiet. No complaints. We need a break sometimes.
Absolutely.
So that's it for now. Come on by atcpod.ca. We'll be back in a couple of weeks with... The Littlest Hobo Media Spew, and maybe earlier with the countdown list. You never know. I don't promise anything. Just saying. Putting it out there. Putting it out into the world. Yeah. Until next time.
We'll see you after the credits.
What's up? After bucks, crush crews after us. No games, we ain't laughing much. Nothing but big things. Check the hit list, how we twist shit. What changed but the name? We still here, you're rocking with the best. Don't worry if I write rhymes, I write checks. Who's the boss? Dudes is lost. Don't think cause I'm iced out, I'ma cool off. Who else but me?
And if you don't feel me, that means you can't touch me. It's ugly, trust me. Get it right, dog, we ain't never left. We just move in silence and rep to the death. It's official, I survived what I've been through. Y'all got drama, the saga continues.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now, cause it's bad boy for life. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now, cause it's bad boy for life.
They go straight from the Harlem streets. I don't play, I push it down with the Harlem heat. All of a sudden, niggas got a problem with me.
Black, what happened?
They running around acting like the black don't care eat. And you know what?
What?
For some strange reason, I'm off of this medication, feeling deranged, needing for y'all to put the word out.
Come on,
we ain't leaving. We trying to be rich before we all stop breathing. Therefore,
what?
We kind of hustle lanes. Stay laying down our muscle games. Still turn niggas' dreams to flames. You got the wire? If not, I ain't saying no names. You soon expire. No pain. I feel remorse. The subconscious. Me and Diddy are first racing Porsches with the big twin valve exhausters. On the cover of your vibes. Double X sounds the sauces, bitch.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere.
We ain't going nowhere.
We can't be stopped now. Cause it's bad boy for life. We ain't.
We ain't
going nowhere. We ain't.
It ain't shit changed since the Notorious. See, everything's still glorious. We still got warriors, still be the victorious. See, it's a lot of them, but it's more of us. Still got cash to blow, raps to flow. Steal them, catch the know, pack the flow, that's for sure. Bottles to pop, joints to rock. Play the background, handle my chop, holding my Glock. Money to get, cost to flip, boss to sit at and sip cognac with juice to drip. Hoes to see, make sure they knowin' it's me. Drop that D, can't believe that I am C. Bad boy to the casket drop. Gotta love it, place nothing above it. It's on like that, don't believe we going like that. For always gonna be here, read in, every motherfucker's gear.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere.
We ain't going nowhere.
We can't be stopped now, cause it's bad boy for life. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now, cause it's bad boy for life. We ain't.
We ain't going nowhere.
Going nowhere.
We gon' stay right here.
We ain't.
Forever and ever.
We can't be stopped now, cause it's bad boy for life.
We ain't going nowhere. We gon' stay right here. We ain't going nowhere.
We can't be stopped now,
we gon' stay right here
for life. Going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now, cause it's bad boy for life.